WKK Mobile. KO4HKX. I can wake you up. Been up for an hour and a half already. Want me to do the same to you this afternoon? I'm not going in tonight. You're probably sitting at your first stop. I thought maybe you were dozing, waiting for them to get there. Not there yet, and Joey will be there. Either that or he lets me know. It's this morning, and I was getting close enough to get in, and then you went over to the other one, so I wasn't able to say hello. The time is just not there. I'm here this morning, coming back in. You know, normally I have a little trouble most of the way, almost all the way up back up to Greenville. Repeater is in and out, but it seemed pretty clear this morning. Did you have a good night last night? No excitement anywhere? Well, a lot better than last night, and better than I thought it was going to be, how I felt when I woke up, but I did really well. Felt good, so had a good night. Foggy coming in over here to Easley. Any kind of fog or anything. The moon was out most of the night. There was some clouds that blew through, but it was a pretty good night, pretty clear. Fog I run into, but it's not bad. It's just a light fog out here. When I was coming back down from Spartanburg last night, there was an older model Ford, a 90s model. I guess it was a Ford. It might have been a Dodge. It went by a little quick, and I was paying attention to what was coming out of the exhaust. They were pulling a trailer, and they were putting out so much black exhaust that I couldn't even see the vehicles that were behind it, and they would have to pull out of the lane just so they could see where they were going. One of them older Dodges, you can make those things smoke like nobody's business, man. I mean, it's unbelievable. I remember the 70s and 80s, the tractor trailers going up and down the interstate and seeing the double stacks and the trail of smoke coming out the back, you know, and I have to admit, I still think it's kind of cool looking, but I've never seen anything like this, what I saw last night, especially out of a pickup truck, nonstop, too. I mean, I've seen them where they'll hammer down on it for a little bit, and there'll be a good little bit that comes out, but this was so thick, it's just covering up the lane behind them. Worked on a couple of trucks like that, and I'm just like, why would you want this? It's just ridiculous. Not burning, or what is it burning extra that causes all of that? On a diesel truck means gross overfueling. It's actually compressed it back to like an ash, and it didn't burn it. It just pumped it out the exhaust, and that's all it did. You know, too much fuel. That's flat out all it is, just burning dollars. Not sure. Occasionally, I can really stomp on this one, and I'll get a little gray behind me. It's nothing like that, and nothing like I've seen other trucks do, but I really have to stomp really hard on it to get it to do that. Fully tuned engine when you get that way. The ones you see rolling the black smoke, that's all they're doing is just dumping raw fuel in there, and it compresses it, turns it back to like I know you've had a wood stove before, and you've seen the little stripes coming out of this black stripes coming out of the chimney. That same thing. It's just, and it makes an absolute mess if you're around it. You know, you think you wouldn't want to do that, but maybe they don't realize what's causing it. Don't know how to fix it. Sure they do, but it looks cool. But it's tearing the engine up too. So. It won't last long. I don't know. I wouldn't even consider that looking cool. It was more of a hazard on the interstate. And he was in that third lane, the passing lane, too, just laying it down. I don't don't think it's cool either. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just ridiculous. It's one of the old mechanical injection engines where you didn't have as precise a timing on it and direct injection like we do nowadays. So you could really make them smoke just because you were just, if you wanted more power out of it, everybody's thing was to bump the timing a little bit and blow the fuel to it. What's going on with the old diesel tractor trailers? You know, 20, 30 years ago, it was the same thing, just too much fuel going in. Exactly. That's the same thing. Anytime you see a diesel smoking like black smoke, it's gross overfueling. Back then, I always remember this, back then diesel was 10, 20 cents cheaper than regular unleaded or whatever you want to call it, than the low grade of a regular fuel. It was always cheaper. You had the high sulfur count too, which was a dirtier fuel, which caused some of it too. So there's several things that play into it, but the main one is gross overfueling. So that's all it was burning dollars. I'm just burning $10. Those are the people that you show you, look at me, I got too much money, I want to burn it. Well, more power to them. I actually figured DOT might pull them over. They're always out there at some point on the interstate, and he was pulling a pretty good sized trailer, flatbed trailer. And the way he was smoking, I figured they would pull him over for that. The things they're usually looking for is that right there. Up to the people behind him, not been able to see. About that. Drive rain-colored cars. They never turn their lights on. I know that driving lights usually are on, but the tail lights are not on, and you can't see them. Manufacturer issue. If your headlights are on, your park lights should be on. That was just a poor design there, because people don't realize that their taillights aren't on when that's going on. Our best car is a Toyota 2017 RAV4, and it has those driving lights too. But also, you turn it on auto, it has the driving lights on during the day, and then at dark, you know, flips it over. But if it's raining, but it's not dark outside, it doesn't turn the headlights on. It still uses the driving lights. So I've had to remind Beth, because she doesn't know. I was like, make sure you turn your headlights on if it starts raining. You have to run your windshield wipers, because you're probably not being seen from the back. I don't know if you've ever noticed when you've been around me or not, but you always see the park lights on this tool truck. No matter what time of day you see it, you'll see the park lights on. And that is the reason why, is because I always leave them on, because you'll be seen. But I see at least one car at night, even down towards Atlanta, even the darker streets. And they have no tail lights on because they've just got the driving lights on. Don't even realize it because all the lights on the inside light up on the dash. But you're right, it is a poor design. To that, and I was going to say something out of it, slipped my mind. Okay. Don't let that happen too often, Patrick. Maybe I'll catch you later this afternoon. KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3s. At the beginning, but I guess you're right there where you're going. Have a good day. I'm going to go home and go to bed. Hope your day is profitable. N4ZLK.